USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached.
At the same hour as the U.S. House approved two articles of impeachment against him, President Trump was holding a huge campaign rally in Battle Creek, Michigan, where he said impeachment is political suicide for Democrats.
So the House Democrats are surrendering their majority, their dignity, their reputations. They look like a bunch of fools.
While the Senate's now expected to conduct a trial concerning those two articles, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not be sending the articles to the Senate until she has a better understanding of how the trial there will be conducted. The impeachment likely to be discussed tonight when the top seven Democratic presidential hopefuls appear on a stage in L.A. for the sixth debate of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Some charges against President Trump's former campaign chief have been dropped, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A New York judge threw out state mortgage fraud charges against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Manafort was facing mortgage fraud charges in New York, but his lawyers argued that state charges should be dropped because they included some of the same allegations in the federal cases against him. A judge agreed with that lawyer and ruled that he couldn't be tried on charges filed by the Manhattan DA because it would be double jeopardy.
The holidays are here, and while many Americans dream of a white Christmas, meteorologists say those in central and eastern U.S. might be disappointed this year. According to a report from the Weather Channel, the best chance for at least a one-inch blanket of snow on the ground on Christmas will be in the Mountain West, with lower chances in most of the Midwest and Northeast, as the forecast is calling for little to no snowfall leading up to Christmas Day. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Some kids' toys may be spying on you. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The FTC is urging parents to find out whether any internet-connected smart toys will collect any private personal information from their child. Even though many of us look at toys as harmless, not everyone on the internet has good intentions. Nick Thompson is an editor with Wired.com, and he joins CBS This Morning and has some things you need to look for.
One risk is that if you have, say, a teddy bear that you talk to, those voice files will be stored in the cloud. If they're not stored securely, you could be exposing your kid's private information. If you had a drone that has a camera in it, then it's video files of your children that could be exposed or could be vulnerable to a hacker. So there are trade-offs. These toys can be awesome, and there can be security risks.
A California man wasn't thinking when he robbed an artist. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Pictures of me.
In Riverside, California, police are looking for a man who they say robbed a caricature artist. The suspect approaching the artist asking for a portrait of himself. He sat for the portrait, and when the artist was done, the suspect grabbed a bag containing $500 and ran off. But he left his portrait behind, saving a police sketch artist of the work. A photo of the caricature has now been published, and police say it's only a matter of time till they track the suspect down. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.